Hey, it's Darren Johnson, Campus XM Real Journalism Podcast. I'm going to do something different today. Riders on the storm. It's Darren Johnson. It's Thanksgiving week. Did all my shopping. Ranted in yesterday's podcast about Thanksgiving heroes, home for the holidays. They come home a few days a year. And they take over the house. They think they know better than their parents who happen to live in the town all year long. Thought I'd be that person today, though, and go over a typical Thanksgiving, a typical Darren Johnson Thanksgiving, and, you know, a conglomeration of all the Thanksgivings I attended over the years. And now at this point, it's just me and my wife and daughter, and we really don't do much. We kind of are Thanksgivinged out. We still bought the stuff. We're going to enjoy it. It's a warm day in late November. Thanksgiving's coming. Maybe by the time you listen to this, it will have already come. Kids are getting out of school. You could hear them screaming in the background. They're enjoying the nice weather. Riders on the Storm by the Doors. That's the first guy who comes over for Thanksgiving dinner. Uncle Lou. He's wearing that Doors t-shirt that he got in 1972. He has a really cool hi-fi at home. He has all the records in order. Hey, it's Uncle Lou. Doesn't acknowledge us. Came in the door, doesn't acknowledge anyone. Just kind of looks down. He has his own six-pack. Six-pack of a beer no one drinks. Stroh's. Michelob. There's a tube TV in the other room. It's cold in the other room. It was never properly heated. But that's the overflow room for the people who aren't helping set up Thanksgiving. People go in there. It's a big tube TV, wooden frame around it, wooden casing. Set to channel 3 all the time. Little box on top of the TV. If you want to change a channel, you have to use the little box on top of the TV. You don't use the TV. Ray doesn't know this. It's changing the channels. It's all fuzzy on every channel. No, you have to use the box on top of the TV, Ray. Ray doesn't know what you're talking about. Then he looks at the box on top of the TV. And he knows his football game's on channel 8. So he turns the box on the top of the TV to 8, but there's still nothing happening. No, now the switch on the TV, you change to channel 8. You have to turn that to channel 3. Wait, I have to turn the box to channel 8, but the TV to channel 3? Yeah, that's how it works. So he turns it on, and it's, you know, some meatheads, some former coaches and players talking, trying to make jokes before the big game between two horrible teams, the Bears and the Lions. It's going to be the Bears and the Lions. Uncle Lou hates this game. It's a horrible game every year, he says. But then he sits back and he has his own six-pack of Stroh's. He doesn't offer one to anyone. They're the little fat bottles, little brown bottles. They're fat. And Lou's in the concert t-shirt. Original concert t-shirt. It's not even ironic. It's not even like he didn't buy it, you know, at JCPenney recently. It's not like the ones that the kids wear that's somewhat ironic. It's an actual Doors t-shirt. He's a rider on the storm. He puts the He puts the six-pack next to the cold window. It's a cold room. It was never insulated properly. It was an add-on. And he puts it next to the window to stay cold. And doesn't offer any to anyone, of course. Again, you know, we all kind of look at it. You know, we sit on different couches and chairs that don't quite match. They were bought during different years. And this is just an overflow room, so it doesn't really matter. And it's here. Here's where we are. And we're watching the game and try to make conversation with Lou. Yeah, those Lions. Every year. The Bears were good once. Remember? 1985? Refrigerator Perry? Yeah, those were the days. Walter Payton. You try to remember names from old football cards. Didn't they have that coach, Ditka? Yeah, he wore the sweater. Is he still alive? Who was the quarterback who wore the headbands? What was that guy's name, McMahon? Yeah, he was good for a year or two. Uncle Lou, no response, staring at the TV. But his jeans still fit him, so he takes pride in that. The jeans he bought. They still fit him, so he takes pride in that. A couple of kids come in the room. They eye the ColecoVision. The ColecoVision with two cartridges. And they eye it. One of the joysticks is broken, but if you kind of bend it a certain way, it'll work. And they want to turn on the ColecoVision. They know how to use it. They know how to turn it. You have to turn the TV to channel 4 for the ColecoVision. But they're afraid of Uncle Ray, so they leave it be. And they're antsy. Eventually, you leave the overflow room and wander around. This is Uncle Raymond and his wife Kathy's house, or Kathy's house and her husband Raymond's. Kathy is the bread earner, really. She has the more consistent wage. Raymond owns his own business, but he doesn't put enough work into it. But they have this old house, and it'll do. It'll do for Thanksgiving. You know, they can't afford to feed everyone, so we're all going to chip in. The two little kids are pretending to play the ColecoVision. I decided to get up and walk around a little. Go into where they're setting up the dining room. The Stuyvesants come in. They never quite got their act together. They had lots of kids, but they never quite got their act together. They had good potential at one point. One of them, their father offered, both of them really, their father offered them a chance to go to college, and or they could have a, one of them was offered a convertible. So she took the convertible and didn't go to college. And then crashed it a year later, and college wasn't her thing anyway. And, you know, Mr. Stuyvesant, he just, you know, he goes from job to job, and he becomes annoying at every job. He's not annoying in that he doesn't work. He shows up early, and he makes everyone look bad, and he doesn't really understand office politics, and it goes over his head, and then he burns out, and, you know, or whenever there's a layoff, he's the one who gets laid off, and he'll go home and play the ColecoVision. He has a ColecoVision at home. He's gotten really good at it because he's always unemployed. And they have leather on, leather jackets. Their daughter wears the same dress every year. She's a little too old now. She's 13, wearing the same dress. She's been wearing it every year. It's now halfway up her thigh. It used to go down to her ankles. Same satiny dress. Their kid Arnie, he brings a pack of hot dogs. They're just like ballpark Franks. Nothing special. I guess they're going to have to find room in the kitchen to boil those for him. He only eats them boiled. They have to be cut up. So they'll have to be cut up on a plate, special plate. Can't touch anything else. So that'll be his Thanksgiving. Ballpark Franks cut up. Brought his own pack, though. It's a big plus. I'm sure the Stuyvesants will deduct that from their part of the bill. But then they won't pay their part of the bill. So it won't matter anyway. And that's their contribution, the hot dogs that Arnie will eat. Mr. Stuyvesant keeps joking around, and he puts a couple of cherry cookies in his eyes, and people laugh. His wife says, "How am I going to afford Christmas this year?" She just blurts that out. "I don't know how I'm going to afford Christmas this year." And then she drops like the exact name of items that her kids want for Christmas this year. So people will buy them out of guilt. Oh yeah, she wants the Christmas Barbie, but the one with the green dress. Yes, it has to be the green dress Christmas Barbie. Yep, that's what she wants exactly. Yep. Oh yeah, and the ColecoVision's getting a little old. There's a newer unit out. You know, that's a little bit better. Nintendo has a Duck Hunt game. These are real kids going by. This isn't my computer ambient sound. Here's the computer ambient sound. Oh wow, look, the Gilchrists are here. They came all the way from their suburban town, 8 hours away. They live outside Westchester now. They say it's Westchester, but really it's Rockland. But they're right on the border. They say it's Westchester, though, because that means something down there. Like, Westchester's better than Rockland, but they say it's Westchester. They're here, the Gilchrists, Paul and Linda. They always disappear when the bill comes, whenever there's a family gathering. Paul works for a .com company. If you ask him about SEO or why your webpage isn't getting any traffic, he'll laugh at you, won't offer any help. I asked him for help once, he wouldn't help. Yep, that's Paul. He has a security system on his house. He's always watching it from his phone. He has little cameras. He thinks someone's going to steal UPS packages from his porch. So he has a little camera there, and he's watching it all the time. They might steal his gourmet coffee that comes in, the French press. He brought his own sugar in the raw, for when we have coffee and pie later. Mrs. Gilchrist, Linda, she owns an online business. Paul helped her with the online business. He stole a big list from his .com and got it to her, a bunch of people's private data, and gave it to her, and she used that to market. But no one quite knows what she does. She's always posting online that she's making money through her online business, and she hires a bunch of naive college kids. They sit on funny chairs, and they play games, and they take a lot of cute pictures, but is it a real business? Who knows what it is? Uncle Raymond, the host, he takes me aside. He's now in his mid-50s. I think he's almost 60. And he's supposed to be cooking. Cooking with his wife, Kathy. Takes me aside, tells me I'm getting fat, pats my belly. I don't feel fat. He says I'm getting fat. He tells me how he backpacked in Eastern Europe when he was 20. And that, how that was a great experience for him. It's 40 years ago, but he tells me about it. He says he backpacked. But he had to come home. You know, he had people to take care of. He had to take care of people. Then he met Kathy, and they married because no one else would marry them. And they hated each other. And they're trying to cook and not get in each other's way. He looks up wistfully at the ceiling as he mentions Eastern Europe. It was Czechoslovakia then, not the Czech Republic. He hints that he met a woman there, and he couldn't bring her home. But then he walks away. Aunt Gladys is sitting at the table now. The first of 42 courses are going around the table. Aunt Gladys likes to say things for shock value. No one's paying attention to her because she does outrageous things. What if I brought a black man home for Thanksgiving, she says. No one answers. It's not that people are racist. Just that no one answers. She waits. People are passing the corn. What if he's Sidney Poitier, she says. Later, she'll give all the kids Dickies and gloves she bought at the dollar store. And then she'll have buyer's remorse. And some of the kids will, you know, who are still lingering, they'll have to give back the Dickies and the gloves from the dollar store. I pass on the cranberry sauce. What, you don't like cranberry sauce? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Why don't you like cranberry sauce? Uncle Bennett looks around the room. He computes he owes exactly 2442. He's going to write a check for that amount at the end of the night because he always pays what he owes, 2442. He has 800,000 times that in the bank. But that's what he owes. The Gilchrist kid is making fun of the Stuyvesant kid. But the Stuyvesant kid is too dumb to notice. The Stuyvesant kid's making soldiers out of his carrots and green beans. And they're fighting each other on the plate. And the Gilchrist kid says to his dad, look, he thinks they're soldiers. As if the kid doesn't exist. But they're about the same age. The Gilchrist kid and the Stuyvesant kid. And he thinks it's funny. The father all the way up, coming up from Rockland, Westchester. He said, oh yeah, we're going to be slumming it up at that Thanksgiving. As they got in their Prius. The Kenners. Oh, they're here now. Hey, there's the Kenners. Hey, Kenners. They're trying to do the right thing. They followed all the rules, went to college, got office jobs. They still can't get ahead. But they're working hard, and they put their kids in programs. At one point, though, they invested in a turnkey business that couldn't fail. Just needed a little bit of help. they invested with the Gilchrists. The Gilchrists, who have more money than God. And the Kenners, they put in their life savings. And then when the business started, Kenner, Joe Kenner, he did all the work. Did all the work. He's cleaning things and shoveling things and painting things and meeting the customers. And Paul Gilchrist, he said, okay, I'll do my half. And his half was sending out tweets, buying space on Groupon. Put out a Groupon. 40% off. Joe Kenner will do it all. 40% off. That's my share. I made a nice graphic. Look at this font. That's the Homa font. See that font? Look at that color. How do you like that Pantone? And Joe Kenner was cleaning and painting and shoveling, carrying heavy things. And the business went broke. Just, it needed two people, not one. But Gilchrist didn't care. He has a real job. And the Kenners, they had to, you know, they had to eat ramen noodles for a good year. But here they are, and they're going to proudly pay their $24.42, and they'll go pay their student loans. And they'll have to, you know, pay their monthly car payment. Car's barely hanging on, and they commute to work, and they have to live in Orange County. But no one can say anything. No one can say anything about the bad business deal. Don't go in business with an internet tycoon, I guess. Oh, look, there's Jackie. Jackie. She didn't go to college. She was going to be a star. Now she's 30. She's been hanging on too long. She's an influencer. She once paid $4,000 for headshots, which she gave to Central Casting. One time she played someone sitting in a diner on Law & Order, SVU. And she was in the back, and she tweeted that. 40,000 people follow her online. She's an influencer. She doesn't make any money from that, though. Now she's turning 30. 31, really. She's going to be 31. She can't eat anything. She brought organic stuffing that no one wants. She's going to eat the organic stuffing. That'll be it. She wants to have the roll. She wants to have an Hawaiian roll. She can't. Might have touched butter at one point. You know, and that's Thanksgiving, and oh wow, the Stuyvesants, now they're cursing at each other. Oh no, she threw the kids' hot dogs. She threw them across the room. We have to pretend we don't see it. Aunt Gladys is talking about bringing Puerto Rican guys now to dinner. What if I brought a Puerto Rican guy? Say it's Freddie Prinze Jr. How about that? No one can say anything. Hey, there's the Tan family. They came in. They're always vacationing. Where'd you go last, Tan family? Oh, you just came up from Cancun? Wow, that sounds really... That's an authentic vacation you took there. Cancun, wow. It's really good. Where'd you go before that? Oh, Orlando. Wow, that's really... Boy, you're really hitting all the important places. Yeah, that sounds great. The Tan family. Oh, yeah, you went parasailing? Wow. Wow, parasailing. Sure, that was a great experience, Tan family. Oh, the guy who doesn't know English, he's just smiling. He doesn't know what's going on. Why'd a hot dog just fly by my head? What's this hot dog doing? Oh, it touched a yam? The guy in the concert t-shirt from the 80s, or maybe it's the 70s, or I don't know. He's sitting there just scarfing down the food. Who knows when his next meal will be. He's going to bring home the most leftovers. He'll forget to pay. There's a kid in earbuds. He's just wearing earbuds. Nothing else. He's wearing earbuds. Who knows what he's listening to? Doesn't care. Not in the moment. My elderly aunt is enjoying herself. Elderly Aunt Coca. She's enjoying herself. Uh-oh. Wait, her drug addict son came in. He just came in. Came in through the back door. He's gonna blackmail her because she's enjoying herself at dinner. He looks frazzled. His hair is all over the place. Ma, I need $500 for a new water heater. But you rent a house. Why do you need a new water heater? Yeah, the landlord's out. He says if I front it, he'll pay me back. But I need hot water, Ma. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have $500 on me. Oh, come on. You have $500 on you. Of course, you can. Oh, you can write a check. I'll bring it to the check cashing place. They're open. Oh, come on, Ma. He gets louder. The addict gets louder because he knows he can blackmail her. She's at the family dinner. Did you even pay your rent? I thought you were living on the street. Leave your mother alone, says another uncle. And she says, no, it's okay. And she secretly goes into another room and gives him a check for $500 and he'll cash it at the check cashing place. They'll give him $450. Oh, no. Ugh. They came for dessert. It's Buddy. Buddy and his browbeaten wife and their kids who, they just look crooked. The kids just, like, their necks are crooked to one side and their legs go the other way. And they just can't walk with a proper gait. They have no posture. And there's their kids and they just look depressed. Buddy. Buddy's the fake mafioso. He pretends he's like a tough guy. He's fat. 400 pounds. Now I no longer feel fat. And he walks in. And he's like, they just bowl in. And it's their second Thanksgiving because they have to go to the other, another house for Thanksgiving. They had an earlier Thanksgiving. They're going to eat more. And his wife is browbeaten. Her eyes look heavy. There's bags under them. Yep, that's Buddy. He's a tough guy. He says he never loses gambling. He has a poker game later. Hey, you want to go? No, I don't play poker. Sure, it's a good game. We like people that don't know how to play poker. No, I know how to play poker. I'm just not going to play it. His wife's looking at the floor. They give her some pie, pumpkin pie. He gets, like, 3 slices of pie. So what, you have a PhD, he says? And I tell him, no, it's a terminal degree, but it's not a PhD. What do you earn a year? I don't know. What do you think I earn? 80,000? I don't know. Yeah, I guess, some years. Oh, geez, you have all these degrees? I don't even have a degree, and I earn way more than that. What's wrong with you? You went through all that school, and that's all you earn? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It paid for whatever. Paid for whatever. I'm here. And that's the end. And we leave more depressed than where we came, and we pay our $24 and change, and that's it. So, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Happy Thanksgiving from Campus XM. Real Journalism Podcast. Find more podcasts on campusxm.com.